Good evening. This is the 5 p.m. Eastern Time update on Florence. Florence has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but the hazards have not been downgraded. We still have strong winds, storm surge, and flooding rainfall. The center is now located inland about 50 miles to the west of Wilmington, North Carolina, moving very slowly off towards west in a general direction. Expect that motion is going to continue now for the next couple days. And here's our forecast with the center at the X here, located just inland North Carolina. 12-hour position, 24, 36, 48. That's where the center is forecast to be. Very slow motion over the next 2 days. That's about as we've been saying now for several days. And because of that, we have a very serious rainfall threat inland. At this time, we can take a look at what we've received so far. This is a map of the rainfall to date from Florence, and we can see that there are a couple pockets already down near Wilmington and up near New Bern, Morehead City, that have had over 20 inches of rain. Large area of North Carolina, eastern North Carolina, is 5 to 10 inches, and you can see now the rain is going to be spreading to the west. They've already had 2 to 3 inches as far to the west as Lumberton, North Carolina, and some of that rain is now spreading into South Carolina as well. This whole pattern will grow to the west over the next couple of days. And by the time that it's all through, we're still looking at totals that could be, now we've already seen over 20, but as high as 40 inches over the southern, the southeastern part of North Carolina, and then a large area, 6 to 10 inches, covering much of the northern part of South Carolina and almost all of North Carolina. So again, we have several threats still in play, even though the winds have decreased a bit. We have the rain in the inland areas flowing down towards the coast, and we still have storm surge risk along the coast, although the winds have come down, particularly up the rivers. There's still a threat of storm surge of as much as 8 to 12 feet, somewhat lesser values to the north and south. So still a dangerous situation for storm surge, increasing flooding risk for rainfall in the inland areas. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.